Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Cameradoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So welcome back everyone. It's been a bit of a lull moment here because work has gotten in the way. But now that we have a bit of a weekend and I'm staring at my open Nintendo eShop wishlist, today we are going to be looking at the things that are listed down in my wishlist. I'm not going to go to all of them, but I am going to share a couple of them. So maybe they're the kind of games that you're also into, and if you have any suggestions or recommendations that you would like me to add into it, this would be a good opportunity to share what you like. Okay, so stick around and we're going through this really long list of mine. So right now my eShop is open, so for those who of us in the C region, it's sale season once again. And I took a peek at my wish list hoping that the ones that I've listed down were discounted as or ones listed under the discounted or the sales inventory of the eShop. But unfortunately, most of them are not. So I'm like, okay, I actually have enough to buy those medium, I will call them medium tier games, so those mid tier. However, if I could get more games for my money, why not, right? Okay, so I'm going through my wishlist. So for those of us who are not familiar with the Nintendo eShop wishlist, it's usually stacked from most recent addition to your wishlist all the way down to the earliest ones you got when you first created your gaming account. So we're going to go from most recent to latest. Okay, so again, I'm not going to give all of them, and no, this is not my way of pleading that you gift it to me. No, we're just going to talk about it in passing. So most of them I am so the reason why I would put a game on my wish list would be probably because of the initial title cover. Looks interesting, art's nice, and title, of course. Of course, I would probably take a peek at its blurb in the introduction of the game. And maybe, just maybe, I find the gameplay interesting, whether or not it's my usual aesthetic. So right now, my most recent one, as of today, is Strange Horticulture. Okay, so that is number one on my most recent wish list. So I'm going to load it up right now. Okay, so yes, this is a walking commentary of me opening up my wish list. So be warned. Okay, according to this, the very short blurb it has at the very beginning is an occult puzzle game. So Strange Horticulture is made by Iceberg Interactive. And judging by the photos shown here, it is a puzzle game where you play an occult puzzle game in which you play as a proprietor of a local plant store. Find and identify new plants, pet your cat, speak to a coven, or join a cult. Use your growing collection to influence the story and unravel Undermare's dark mysteries. So, if you're into dark academia-ish style gaming, this is the kind of game you would get. The art style's not so inviting. At least the people. The drawing of the art of the people in the game is not so inviting, but if you're into plants, this is a good one for you as well. Okay, fictional plants, I'm not sure, but who doesn't like plants, right? Okay, or wrong question. Who would not want to talk about a game about plants, right? Okay, so let's go down here. Okay, here another interesting game that I put on my wish list is The Spirit and the Mouse. So let's load it up. Okay, so The Spirit and the Mouse was or is created / developed by, come on man, Armor Games. Okay, so Armor Games is one of my favorite game developing companies. They have really good games out there. So The Spirit and the Mouse is one of them. So you play as a mouse. I'm just reading the blurb here. You play as a mouse and explore a quaint French village, make electric frying pans, and do good deeds for those in need in this lush narrative adventure. So again, another narrative game for, you know, things that I like. Yeah, I think what I liked about this thing as to why I put it in my wishlist is very detailed art. Okay, yes, you play a mouse, and apparently this mouse can be electrifying. Okay, you can... It's a... okay, it's a... Pikachu, literally. Okay, so of course, I guess there are puzzles part of this game, and of course, artwork's awesome as always. So that's another one on my wish list. So let's proceed downward. Okay, next on my list. I clicked it again. When you click the B button twice, you get out of the wish list. And I'm using a pro controller, huh? It's just so weird. Okay, and the next one, the game that I really want to buy right now is Bear and Breakfast. So even without opening the blurb, but I'll open it for the sake of knowing exactly what the name of the developer or game creator is. But Bear and Breakfast is your hotel or B&B management kind of game. So you are a bear and you run a B&B in the middle of a forest. So it's a management adventure game. Okay, so it's also made by Armor Games. Huh, I'm sensing a pattern here. Okay, so this is the game that I'm actually interested in buying, but for some strange reason, it's been a week and the funds are ready, but I don't know why. It's still here for some strange reason. Okay, another game that I put here is a classic PC game, which is Return to Monkey Island. Okay, so for those who grew up with playing PC, offline PC games, these are one of the games that you would probably have heard to be popular back in the early 2000s. So I got this game because back in the early 2000s, a friend of mine let me play the initial gameplay of Monkey Island 2, I think. So this is Return to Monkey Island. So this is a strategy game. Again, narratives. All right. So the developer for this game is Devolver Digital, and it is, I think, a recreation of the original Monkey Island series. Okay. So you play a pirate in search. Okay. Let me just read it. Return to Monkey Island is an unexpected, thrilling return of series creator Ron Gilbert that continues the story of the legendary adventure games. Okay. So that's another game, and I am really happy that even though they were originally games for the PC with, I guess, minimal specs, since back in the day we don't have these amazing graphics that we have right now, and yet you can still get, the creators can still get their just return of investment, so to speak. Okay, so let's go down. Okay, what other game is in my list? This is actually a long list, but I'm just going to go through the ones that really stand out. And so none of these games were bought yet, so I will skip those that are still on my wish list, which I did not delete. Why did I not delete them? It's like it's as if I just want to see it there. Okay, here's another game. It's on sale. I'm so tempted. Okay, the name of this game is Seashell. Okay, so let's open it up. This time, still loading. Okay, Seashell was developed by High Tea Frog. Such a cute name. I can imagine a frog taking tea. Okay, so the blurb says, relax, make time for yourself, and collect unique and beautiful gifts from the sea. Okay, so I, based on the photos, you are by the seaside and you are picking up shells that you come across and you collect them. Okay, whether these shells are based on actual legit real life shells, I have no idea, but the goal here is to collect them all. Okay, and I guess to learn more about sea life and the seashell science of things. And of course, this looks like the kind of thing I would play if I need a de-stressor at the end of the day. So, Seashell. Okay, next one. Okay, let's go down to the bottom. There are some games here that I keep but not necessarily intent of buying, but just so that it's more organized rather than going through the entire inventory of the eShop. They're all in the wish list, so maybe one day I will get it, maybe not, but at least it's still there. Okay. Here's a classic, WarioWare Get It Together. Okay, so WarioWare. So for those who are not in the know, Wario is the evil counterpart, or I guess doppelganger, to evil doppelganger to Super Mario. Okay. So WarioWare, of course, WarioWare Get It Together is created or developed by Nintendo. And it is WarioWare's gameplay is more of what you call micro games. Okay. So micro games means it's a game within multiple games within a game, whether it's multiplayer or single player. And these are just weird random games that just are time-based. It's just for those party games or even just you and yourself kind of games. Okay. So 200 micro games, imagine. Okay, so micro games are mainly little, very short time games where you can play against a timer for doing little things or maybe to win. Okay, so it can go as close as brushing your teeth. So you thanks to the gyroscopic features of most of our consoles and devices these days, you can already use your device to move around. And that's what I like about Wario. The first time I encountered Wario was when it was an SP game, and it wasn't shaped like your usual SP cartridge, Game Boy SP cartridge. It was shaped with a large piece of machinery behind it, and apparently it's a gyroscope. It's like a gyroscope of sorts. So when you move the SP, it detects it and it also activates within the game. So it's really fun way to just play around with the movement. So yes, it's not your ideal exercise thing, but if you want to move, you play WarioWare. Alright, so we won't go through all of it. Maybe a last three, I guess. So let's go pick out last three games that I want to buy. Okay, here's one. Stray Cat Doors 2. So I bought Stray Cat Doors 1. It's not your not on your top 10 list of games, definitely. And actually, you might think it's not even on an adult's list of games, but it's so cute. Okay, the game, the title itself just screams cats, and it's true. So it's developed by Pulsmo. So blurb, let's go on a new journey with the girl with a white cat hat. Okay, so the nice thing about Stray Cat Doors is you are trying to exit the general play area that you have by unlocking things, finding things, and after you find these things, they will allow you to get the key that go to the next doorway, which will lead you to the next level of sorts. When I first bought Stray Cats 1, the nice thing about it was you don't play it right side up, you play it sideways like a phone. Okay, so you hold your Switch phone style. I don't know how it will work when you're using a Pro Controller or you're set on the TV, but well, that's the reason why Stray Cat Doors 2 is on my wish list. Though if you look at the gameplay, it's very different. The animation and the gameplay, it looks very different from the from the first game. So we'll find out if I ever buy it. Okay, so that's third to the last. Second to the last. Let's go take a peek. Okay. I do have some games here that aren't games. Like, I have Yoga Master here. But let's go on. No, we're not talking about that one. Okay, we have... Let's see. I'm almost at the end of my list. No, I'm only halfway through my list. Okay. Animal Crossing is here, okay, but I haven't, you know, it's just here. Okay, come on, let's find something. Okay, a short hike. Okay, I have a couple of games here that are, I'm just waiting for that sort of deal breaker to make me say, do it, take it. Okay, here's one, Firewatch. Okay, so Firewatch is from loading again. It is loading again, taking a while to load, my friend. Okay, here you are. So Firewatch was developed by Campo Santo. So blurb. The year is 1989. You are a man named Henry who has retreated from your messy life to work as a fire lookout in the Wyoming wilderness. Perched high atop a mountain, it's your job to look for smoke and to keep the wilderness safe. An especially hot, dry summer has everyone on edge. Your supervisor, a woman named Delilah, is available to you at all times over a small handheld radio, your only contact with the world you've left behind. But when something strange draws you out of your lookout tower and into the world, you'll explore a wild and unknown environment, facing questions and making choices that can build or destroy the only meaningful relationship that you have. So, I don't know if this is a horror. According to the remaining parts here, it's a mystery game. But how mysterious, I don't know. Okay, so this is again, another narrative. Interesting game to play, and there was a time that I was really into the foresty thing, so that's why I bought the short hike. This is probably the reason why I have Firewatch, camping, all those things. I have games here that are like in the camping theme. I don't know why. Okay, and of course the beach. All right, so that's the second to the last and the last one. Okay, we're actually just halfway through my list, so we're just going to choose the nearest one here. I will not go all the way down. Okay, or maybe I'm going to go all the way down. Let's look. Okay, all right. So let's end with our last game is the one that I just bought on sale, which is Solo Islands of the Heart. So let's clickety-click on that one. Okay, it is developed by Merge Games. So Solo Islands of the Heart is a game about love. About love as fuel, the force that drives us. Okay, so the world is... It's a solving puzzles game. So this is what I'll be playing right after this recording. Okay, so I hope... it is on sale. 80% off. Who doesn't like that, right? And then re-download. Why is it re-download? Maybe. Okay, I'll check on it later. And then let's hope that this is a game. Well, when you pay it 80% off, you don't feel too bad when you get stuff. And I have a lot of games here that I started but I haven't finished. So let's hope that it's not one of them. So that is my 3/4 list on my wish list. And of course, those are just a bunch of them. I don't have all of them, so I don't intend to make that list any shorter. At most, if ever, I will just get those that I really want, and once I enjoy them, well then good for me, right? Okay, so that is it for now. So maybe I will do another what's on my wish list podcast, but for now let's stick to those games that I put there. So some of them are still into my chill, cozy game aesthetic. Some of them are completely out of whack. Completely just, hey, this game looks nice. Hey, art life looks like. Add to wish list. And that's really all there is to it. Okay. Putting a wish list is free, my friends. You don't need to worry much about that one. Okay. Plus, I can monitor if they have a demo out, so I can really see if it's really worth the hype. Okay, so I am going to go play that Solo Islands of the Heart game, and maybe I might make a podcast on it. Maybe I'm just going to be disappointed, but let's see. I am still open to that, and of course, my games may not be the kind of games you play, but you never know what you can find from someone who just likes to play random video games. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this literal rambling of my wish list. I'll see you in the next episode. Enjoy the day, everyone. Bye.